Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brittany, tell us something good.
I got engaged on Friday.
Ah,
wow.
I love it. How did he do it?
I came home and there was rose petals and there was a giant box of roses, 7 roses.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been together for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Meaningful.
Yeah, and then there was, leading to the rose petals, there was another box of chocolates. Mm-hmm. And then in our kitchen, there was a big box of chocolates with some champagne and some champagne glasses and a ring inside of the chocolate box.
Come on. No way.
Yeah.
Did you die? Were you so happy?
I did. Yeah, I was super happy. I thought that he got a puppy or was, like, taking me on a trip or something.
Mm-hmm,
I knew he was up to something, but I was not expecting my ass.
Wow.
So the idea that there was a ring in there because you get the flowers and then the chocolates and then you're thinking puppy or trip, and then it's a ring. How did that feel for that moment?
Really good, but I'm not a speechless person, and I couldn't talk.
Ah, that's so cute. I love it. And did you say yes?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay, she said yes. Thanks for calling, Brittany. Gina, welcome to the show. Tell us something good.
I'm 4 months pregnant. I'm so excited.
Oh, honey, how you feeling?
Well, today is not the greatest day, but you know, those come and go, but it's just so worth it.
Ah, that's amazing. Do you talk to your baby already?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And I'm a preschool teacher, so I'm always reading to the other kids and mm-hmm. singing songs. So I think it's just special.
What does baby like when you eat?
No, it's Perry's ice cream.
Of course. Solid choice.
Good answer.
Oh, congratulations. We're so happy for you. Healthy pregnancy for you. All right, let's try Joanne. Joanne, you're on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, good morning. I have great news.
All right, tell us.
My daughter's graduating Saturday from Buff State with a bachelor's in communication and a minor's in dance. And she's made the dean's list every time.
Wow.
Congratulations.
That's so amazing. How does it feel to be seeing her walk across the stage?
Bittersweet.
Wow.
I'm very, very proud of her. Plus, she was born at 24 weeks. She's only 1 pound, 4 ounces, so I'm very blessed.
Wow, you just went back there that quick, didn't you, in your mind?
Oh, every day.
So she was born 24 weeks, and she weighed 1 pound. No. How many ounces?
4 ounces.
1 pound. Was she at the Children's Hospital, OSHI?
Of course. Wouldn't have been OSHI.
It would have been, yeah.
Children's.
So she was at Children's Hospital. Yeah. Did you ever dream you would see that day?
No, not at all. I didn't know that... she'd be able to be where she is. I just thought the worst right away. So I'm so blessed. I know that. Mm-hmm. And she has no delays. She's just wonderful.
So what do you say to any parent that might be going through a baby being born prematurely? They might be listening.
Just pray. Go see them every day and talk to them because they know you're there. They'll hold on to your finger with their little hand and and just talk.
Yeah.
They know.
That's amazing. I love it. Joanne, you're giving me chills.
She knows you're never going to, like, let her go, right? Like, you're always going to be right by her side. She understands that at this point in her life?
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing for her, but she knows.
Right? Exactly.
No, that's a good thing.
Joanne, like, I'm already getting from my daughter, she's, like, setting limits on me. Like, I'm only allowed to call her 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for school next year. Like, she's like, Mom, we cannot talk this much. And I'm like, well, if I call you and we only talk for a second, does it count?
Oh, the letting go therapy is strictly for you.
Yeah, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, I need that letting go therapy. But, like, I'm like, all right, so if we had 3 conversations a day, I want it, the conversation has to exceed, like, a certain amount of minutes for it to count as a call.
Jan.
Nick.
Where do you think she gets it from? How many times have you talked to your mom already today?
A million.
And you graduated a couple of years ago.
I can't help it. It writes me. You know what I mean? Anyways, congratulations, Mama Bear. You should be so proud.
Well, thank you so much, and have a great day, you guys.
Thank you. I love these good things. All right, this is Crystal. Tell us something good, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just pretty emotional listening to the previous post, but I have four healthy, beautiful babies under the age of six. And I just feel like we're at a great place in our life. I have four siblings. My sister graduates with her nurse practitioner Sunday. I'm a nurse practitioner myself. My brother's a PA. My other baby brother's graduating with his PhD next year, the year after.
Wow.
My husband's a full-time teacher. I work full-time. We built a house a couple years ago, and we're just at a really good place in life. My mom's just the best supporter to all of us.
So, Crystal, right now, because you felt the need to call in, and you are counting your blessings, and that is such a gift to be able to do that. Right now, for just a second, I want it to just be that you are so blessed. So we give you this moment of bless. You know what I mean? Not to sound like all religious and stuff, but it's important that you take a moment to be thankful, you know, grateful.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, your house must be like Bear Cub Central.
Oh, yeah. Between Girl Scouts, soccer,
sure.
The kids are in T-ball. My husband coaches high school baseball. So it's just.
Yes.
We love chaos.
Oh, I love it. It's amazing.
Is there ever a time when that house is quiet?
After the kids go to bed between 8 and 8:30, it's nice to just sit there and fold laundry.
Laundry, right.
I don't pack lunches. I don't do anything at night. It's just, it's really nice. My husband and I will be married 10 years. September 5th. My sister actually gets married September 7th this year.
Oh, that's so nice.
And our dad passed away.
I'm sorry.
10 years ago, actually. So
you miss him.
We've been so blessed over these years.
Awesome.
My baby daughter turns 1 July 23rd. So.
Wow. Big radio hugs to you. You're doing good, and I'm sure your dad's watching over you. I appreciate you calling. Lisa, tell us something good on Kiss 98.5.
Hi, Janet. Of course, my three children are always my good, but my oldest son out in Montana, he's 27 years old and called me the other night. He became a helicopter pilot, a paramedic, and went out and saved some campers that turned their boat over in the river. And, you know, as a mother, here I am worrying about him, and yet he's out there saving lives. And I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud to say that my son is risking his life every day to save others. As scary as it is, it's amazing. It's amazing that he's doing these things.
Oh, that is so cool. And how, you know, and I'm sure it's just his work and that's his calling. Where did the bravery come from? Was he always like that as a child?
Well, you know what? Their dad died of brain cancer about 6 years ago, and all three of my children seem to have turned it into something amazing. My youngest son is a nursing student. They all care for lives so much and want to do for others. And I think as a mother, that's all you could ever pray for from your children. And to watch them becoming these wonderful people, as scary as it is for me, I'm so proud of them. So, and their dad would be too.
You share that thing with other parents whose kids put their lives on risk for others, whether it's military, first responders, yeah. Rescue teams. Yeah. That's got to be kind of a cool club for parents to have kids in that type of risk.
It is. You know, and I always tell them, may sound a little weird, but I always say, honey, call me after you land, you know?
Yeah.
I knew he was going up to do this, I think I would have a lot harder time, but when he's on the ground and says, you know, hey, Mom, I just went out and saved a couple people, it's a blessing, and mm-hmm. I feel like he's got a guardian angel watching over him. I think that's
his
purpose in life, and I think he's going to do well and be okay.
Lisa, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
How are you doing? You.
Oh, I'm nervous. You know, I have that motherly, you know, we never want to see our children in any kind of a danger, but mm-hmm. I just keep my faith. And like I said, somehow I feel like this is their purpose,
yep.
You know, to help others, and they're going to be just fine.
And since you lost your husband 6 years ago, are you okay?
I am. My kids are my world, and they make me proud and happy every day. It made us a stronger family.
Okay. And you could scooch over on the couch and make room for another person that could be special in your life, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Someday,
and
you know?
Yes, absolutely. So
I'm sure your kids would want that for you. I'm sure your husband would want you to have, don't forget about that, you know? And companionship is a big thing. And if you're still here, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Take care of yourself. Right, you're a good mama.
Thank you so much.
Alexia, good morning.
Hi, is Alexia?
Yes, Alexia. Tell us something good.
Hi. Okay, so I know you have a soft spot for graduation.
I do so much.
And I wanted to tell you that all three of my little brothers are graduating this year.
How is it possible?
So I have one that graduated from Allegheny College.
Okay.
And then he's actually going to go overseas to get his MBA in London, which is insane.
Ooh.
And then my other brother is going to graduate from Nichols and is going to Pace University. And my other brother is graduating from Catholic Academy of West Buffalo and is going to St. Francis. He's going to Nichols. Excuse me.
So, Lexi, yeah. Are you the older sister?
I am.
As they embark on all their different journeys, as the older sister, what's your wish for your brothers?
Oh, my God, you're going to get me to cry. well... They're my baby brothers, but I call them my little big brothers because they protect me to no end. And I'm just so happy for them to be expanding their horizons and learning more about themselves. And I'm happy that the world gets to know who my brothers are all the way from Buffalo to London. So, and Buffalo, New York, and London. So I'm just very proud of them and I love them so much. And I'm going to be there for them every step of the way.
Oh, that's amazing. You're a good big sister. You're lucky to have those brothers of yours. Thank you for calling.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
She's got her own security detail.
She does, doesn't she?
That's great.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Good morning. You're on Kiss 98.5. Tell us something good, Rach.
Today is my middle baby's 20th birthday.
Yeah. There you go. That's impossible. You've got a 20-year-old. How is that possible?
I don't even understand. And I was so overwhelmed last night because we have this tradition. I have three children. Mm-hmm. And we have this tradition that every birthday, we wake the person up at 5 o'clock in the morning with balloons and gifts and yay. And this time, her friends were surprising her with an overnight stay, like a slumber party. So she wasn't going to be at home, and I cried so much.
Because
I felt like my baby's not my baby anymore.
Right? Exactly. You understand the needing to talk to my daughter three times a day on the phone, right?
Yes.
Don't these children understand we've got needs and we need them to be right next to us all the time?
Why didn't you bring didn't you bring the wake-up party to where she was staying overnight?
Because I was in my feelings and I was mad.
Oh, you're so cute. I love you so much. All right, Rachel, I want to give your daughter a birthday gift, but it's for you too, okay?
Okay.
All right, Blink 182 and Lil Wayne are coming to Darien Lake. I want to give you tickets to go to the show with your daughter. Oh,
perfect mother-daughter show.
Oh, my God, that's going to be awesome.
I know, right? But the only way she gets to go is if you go with her.
Okay, for sure.
Okay, good. Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations, Mama Bear. You're doing a good
job. Thank you so much. Thank you.